Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's DealerOn webinar, 6 Steps to the Frictionless Customer Experience. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today, and today's webinar is being presented by DealerOn. For anyone who isn't familiar with DealerOn, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. Earlier this year, after NADA, we were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented 6th year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites, and FCA announced that we're now an approved vendor. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Do you want to know more? Yeah, you do. You can check us out at our gorgeous brand-new DealerOn website at DealerOn.com. And I'm here to tell you the beard and the hair are headed back to Vegas this October 21st through the 23rd to host some sweet breakout sessions at the upcoming Driving Sales Executive Summit. It's at the illustrious Bellagio, and they will be co-presenting, get this title, Dr. Feelgood's Rockin' Prescriptions to Keep Your Digital Marketing Off the Crazy Train. It's all about getting your SEO and your pay-per-click strategies ready for 2018. So don't miss it. Groups of 4 or more from your dealership can even get $100 off of each ticket. So to find out more, visit DSES.com. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Ron Morrison as our presenter today. Ron Morrison is the CEO of Pure Influencer, a conversion agency that effectively influences shoppers to do business with its dealer clients sooner, more frequently, and with greater profitability. Ron is a familiar face and voice in automotive marketing and has helped countless dealerships grow their sales and service businesses to produce increased revenue. With over 24 years of experience in delivering profitable results, sustained incremental and recurring revenue, and building long-term relationships, he's regarded as an exceptional marketing and business development executive. Ron is an entrepreneur, a visionary sales leader, and a respected member of the automotive community. And he can be reached at Ron Morrison at pureinfluencer.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located at the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, and feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends at Pure Influencer are giving away an amazing prize today on the webinar. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win a copy of the book, How to Wow. It's by Adrian Swinsko. And apparently, it's pretty awesome. I kind of want a copy, too. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though. So stay tuned for your chance to walk away with this amazing prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to know what you think. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio, and you can also hit up Ron Morrison at, oh, you guessed it, at Ron Morrison. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn the 6 steps to the frictionless customer experience. Ron Morrison, welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm absolutely spectacular, Leon.
Thank you so much for being here again. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is actually Ron's second appearance on the DealerOn webinar series. He was so incredible, I had to ask him to come back another time and give us some more goodies. So today, he's going to be bringing us this frictionless customer experience. And I have to say, Ron, I'm a little bit curious about this. Actually, I'm a lot curious about this because I've had other people on the show talk about, hey, how to improve customer service and how important customer service is, but this isn't what you're talking about, is it? This frictionless customer experience goes even a step further, or maybe even a couple steps further than that. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, I can't wait to hear more. So why don't you tell me and everyone else out there the kinds of things that we're going to be learning about today?
Okay, cool. And before I do that, we're going to walk through some of this stuff. Thanks again for having me. And hello, everybody. We look forward to engaging all of you with your questions and getting some discourse around this important topic. Today's session, Eliana, is going to be – it's only intended to be a high-level overview, an introduction into FCX or frictionless customer experiences. Recently at Digital Dealer, there was some buzz a little bit about frictionless customer experiences, and some people call it frictionless customer transactions, where they talk about that component of it. And it's relatively new, at least within the automotive industry. Outside of our industry, FCX has had its birth about 18 months ago, where organizations started looking at creating more frictionless customer experiences. Some of them, as you do some research, you'll find, you go, oh, okay, cool, aha, I get it, I see why they're doing that now. And this intro is a little bit like the intro back in 2001 or so, when CRM was ultimately introduced into our industry as a discipline, as a practice. I often chuckle when I hear people refer to CRM as a tool. A lot of younger people, I guess I'm dating myself, a lot of younger people say things like, hey, be sure to put that in the CRM, right? They think it's actually a tool. Putting something in the CRM is like saying, be sure to put that in the accounting, right? A CRM is a practice. It's a discipline. It's an ideology, if you will. And from CRM was born some tools to help make customer relationship management even better, right? Businesses and industries at the time found that 80% of their revenue came from 20% of their businesses. And so they said, how do we grow that other 80% of our business to behave like the other 20%? And so customer relationship management practices and thinking and strategies came into play. And then what followed thereafter were the tools that supported customer relationship management. Interestingly enough, as you look at that history, just about that time, there were tools that helped salespeople do automated email, automated, you know, incoming phone call, outgoing phone calls, those sorts of things, and it was called Salesforce automation. And so there was this great marriage at the time. It was rather coincidental that you had CRM and Salesforce automation starting at the same time, and they sort of blended. And today, typically when you see a CRM tool, you'll see that full birth of CRM technology as well as Salesforce automation technology. I'm here to tell you that you're going to see the same transformation happen with FCX. So it starts as a concept, it starts as an ideology, as a business practice, as a differentiator. And then later we're going to start to see, as a matter of fact, we already do see some tools, I'm going to talk to you about them, some technology that begins to enable frictionless customer experiences. So that's what it's about. You mentioned customer service, and it's really not about better customer service. It's about removing friction. It's a paradigm shift. It's not treating people better. It's not being nicer. It's not satisfying them. As a matter of fact, there are stores across the country, dealerships, that have a world-class CSI. People rave about how easy it was to do business with them, but that doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of friction, right? Either appraising the vehicle or getting a credit app or whatever the case might be. There's oftentimes friction just in the processes that we have within the dealership because of some aged ideas, aged thinking, etc. So this is more about a paradigm shift. Covey talked about it, Dr. Covey, years ago. He talked about, you know, when you want to make improvements in performance, you want to perform better, you want to grow better, you want to sell more, whatever the case might be, you focus on behaviors. The what is it that we do, right? So when you want to improve performance, you focus on behaviors. However, if you want to quantumly in performance, you just really want to just change the dynamics and have quantum leaps, then you focus on paradigms, how you see the relationships and the performances in your dealership. So this is about not how you see the experience in your showroom, as about how you see the experience with your dealership and your community in general, right? It's a complete paradigm shift. And if we're honest, it starts with understanding the genesis, where these friction points came from, why they're there. The majority of the friction points are to protect us, right? The dealers, people that are selling cars, that are taking credit apps, that need to move through a sales process, that were taught sales steps to the sale many years ago. So there's a lot of friction points that we put in the process today that we have to be honest about and take ownership of those friction points and say, hey, we put those friction points in place. How do we as a dealer body, as vendor partners, as trainers and coaches, how do we remove those friction elements? Now, by the way, why should it matter to you? The biggest reason is change. Change isn't coming. Change has happened, right? And oftentimes you hear people discussing, you know, what the industry is going to look like. And we hear all these conversations about, is Amazon coming to play? What's Tesla going to do? How does the automotive retail world look 5 years from now, 2 years from now? And what changes are coming? And oftentimes it's hard to predict, but change is coming. We're not going to be able to continue to operate the way we do. And it's not that it's necessarily bad. It's just people are finding new ways to do things outside of our industry, and they expect the same thing here. So change is coming. Let me give you an example. I love the Apple Store. Probably many of you do. And I drive to the Apple Store, and from here, from where I live, it's about 25, 30 minutes. And I pass a Mac Superstore, essentially, basically an Apple reseller all dressed up. I pass a Target that has Apple products, and I pass a Best Buy that not only has Apple products, but oftentimes just a penny or two less than the Apple Store. But like many of you, I go there because I know the experience is frictionless. I walk in the Apple Store. I just know that there's zero friction. I can browse. I can touch. I can play with this. I can do all the experimenting with devices I want. I can talk about price. I can do everything and walk out completely unscathed, or walk out $4,000 less, more poor, right? So it's just a complete different experience. Many of you, probably, I would bet 50% of you today, probably, knowing my friends in the automotive industry, were at a Starbucks earlier this morning, or maybe you plan to be later. And on average, here's an interesting statistic. This is from Starbucks. On average, you drive past six local coffee shops that have shorter lines and better prices to get to Starbucks, on average. And those of us that live in huge cities in Manhattan, you can't go from one Starbucks to the next without probably passing 10 other coffee shops with shorter lines, better coffee, and probably better pricing, right? But we have this illusion that Starbucks is frictionless. And talk about technology, they've introduced it, right? Now you can grab your Starbucks app, pre-order in advance, walk right in, grab a coffee off the bar, and just walk away, not talk to anybody, not transact any cash, etc. So they're creating that frictionless customer experience, and they're using it as a competitive differentiator. So those are some of the sort of topics that we're going to talk about. I would recommend that as you consider frictionless customer experiences, that you get your entire team involved. And when I say entire team, we're not talking sales team, we're not talking F&I, we're not talking service director, service manager, we're talking everyone. Because everyone has an impact in the overall experience, not only for your customers, but for you in the dealership, right? Frictionless customer experiences often means helping you have less friction in terms of the job that you do. And the good news for somebody who likes to embark on new careers and new strategies and new disciplines is many industries are assigning what's called FCX ambassadors. And I think each dealership, or perhaps a dealer group, could also begin to champion and say, hey, we need an FCX ambassador. Oftentimes in the past, when CRM was first introduced in the industry, we had CRM ambassadors and those people that were responsible for the technology, the process, the strategy, the training, etc. Similarly, we see that here. And of course, we're going to talk about a giveaway, we're going to talk about a Q&A, but let's just get right into it, all right? So I've used this slide a lot because it's quite telling. The internet, and Cox did us a huge favor back in late 2015. You know, they gave us a bunch of studies or reports in their studies, and this is one of them. The internet's the most effective source leading someone to the dealership. Get a load of this. Far more than prior experience or referral from a family or a friend. But those two elements, prior experience and referrals, are magnified by the ability to reduce friction. You probably would agree, right? If you have a frictionless customer experience, then that prior experience is going to really encourage you to want to go back. And by the way, I am a big fan of frictionless transactions, but just because I can determine my payment, make my payment, even purchase a vehicle from the comfort of my pajamas in bed, that doesn't mean we've eliminated the friction. Right? That doesn't necessarily mean we've eliminated friction. What we might have done is simply move it from the showroom to my bedroom. So we need to look closely at completely eliminating friction from all the experiences. And as you look at it, referrals from family, that would magnify. And, of course, prior experience would also magnify. So what's in it for your dealership? Why should you care What's in it for you? First and foremost, you're going to get more sales and more profitability, right? When people want to be in your store, when they no longer complain about the friction in your store, they're going to be there. You're going to have happier, committed, and more productive employees. You're going to have a community. Get a load of this. Imagine, envision for a moment a community, your city, that's glad you're there for them and wishes there were more of you. Now we know that's not the case today, right? We know that customers dislike us on order as much as they dislike congressmen and attorneys. But imagine turning that around, and we can, by the way. Imagine turning it around to our community, just so glad you're there. They almost like a little league baseball field. They're just glad that it's there, and they wish there were more of them. That's one of the massive benefits for you, right? And then those of you who are part of the dealer body, you get a more rewarding and more productive career. Seth Godin said it best. It's worth it. Worth it because your lazy competitors are just standing by waiting for you to make a difference. So let's talk about it. We're going to talk about using transparent tactics. Think friendlier first. Promote perfected flexibility. Always be checking your exchange moments and your support departments. So number one, use transparent tactics. What's transparency? We hear it all the time. Transparency. Transparency isn't just telling the customer the truth or showing them a true price or showing them your invoice. That's not transparency. Transparency is clear, proactively truthful, and brief. That's what transparency is. Clear, proactively truthful, and brief. And that's everywhere. Incoming phone, outgoing phone calls, perfected friendliness. When we listen to our calls, when we have mystery shops, are we looking for whether the person followed the process, our steps, our guide, our script, whether they set the appointment, or are we looking for them to sound and be genuinely friendly? Genuinely friendly. If you ever have an issue with Virgin America, and you call them for an issue with your airline ticket, you're going to want them to come over for dinner tomorrow. It's like every single time I call them, they're the friendliest, nicest, coolest people. And they just train for friendliness, right? In your dealership, everybody's available. That's a paradigm shift. Can I speak with Joe? I'm sorry, Joe's unavailable today. Joe's with a customer. Joe's not in the office today.
Let me tell you something. They don't even do that. All they do is they put you right into Joe's voicemail. They don't even tell you anything about Joe. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. So one paradigm shift is, remember, be friendly first. Say, you know what? I don't think he's in his office, but let me try his cell. Magic, right? That's just the telephone experience has changed. Complete magic just by saying, I don't see him. He's not picking up. Let me try his cell phone. Anybody who doesn't believe that you can't connect somebody to a cell phone and do a three-way call for 1 minute, they won't believe you. Of course you can do that, right? Our meet and greets. We need to retrain our meet and greets. When we look at what's happening today on meet and greets on the lot, 90% of the meet and greets are the same language, same disconnect strategy. I'll talk about that in a moment, that we were using back in the 80s. Here's the disconnect. I'm a salesperson. I see you on the lot. I'm walking out. I'm 30 yards from you, 20 yards from you, 10 yards. And the closer I get, the more I'm thinking about how I've got to get you in the car, get you in the showroom, get you sold, and get my rent paid. That's what I'm thinking, in that order. And as I'm getting closer, the customer's thinking, oh, here's a person who's coming to make me want to get in the car and get me in the showroom. Did you see the disconnect? Complete disconnect. So we need more meat. I need to get to know you. You need to get to know me, and the rest is going to be magic, right? That's how it is. So we need to retrain that. Our outbound email templates aren't transparent. There's nothing clear, proactively truthful, and brief about any outbound email template that I've ever seen. When your friends or people that you don't know email you for anything, like pick a topic, you don't have a template for that. You're just clear, proactively truthful, and brief in your response. That's the magic. That's frictionless customer experience. TOs, that's a great way to build more relationship and remove friction. But the first thing you do when you say, hey, meet Joe, he's my manager, what do you think you just told that customer? You just introduced two different components of friction. A, my manager expects me to get this job done. B, he's the manager, so you have to listen to him. And voila, we just created friction. Right? So your title isn't relevant. Their time is. As a manager, hey, thank you for showing up at our store. Really appreciate it. How can we help you? What is it that you need to do? That's it. I don't need to tell you I'm a manager. I'm going to make life great for you. I just need to ask, hey, look, how can we quickly help you? What is it that you need to do? Right? So documentation. If there's something in F&I that your F&I director gives to a customer ever, then everyone in the sales process should know every word of that document. When I say to a salesperson, that document said XYZ, or the wheel said XYZ, or the whatever the case, and the salesperson is blind, blinking, they have no idea what, that's friction immediately, right? What's in it for me? Every touch point, by the way, we counted, and I'm sure you count more, but the average number of touch points for a dealership is 47. That's what we counted, 47 touch points. Every touch point needs to be, you need to answer this question. What's in it for me? For the customer, as well as for your employee. You need to be able to answer both of those questions. What's in it for me? Every touch point you have, that's just the reality. It may sound selfish. You may say, I just don't like the fact that they're concerned. But that's just the reality. That's what it is. People want to know what's in it for me, right? And so be able to answer that intuitively for them, if you will. It's the new normal. It's what we expect, right? If you recall the Apple paradigm or the Starbucks, it's just the new normal. People expect to be able to go to a toll bridge and somewhere there's an express lane where I can go buy something and I can just go through the express lane. It's just what they expect. And when you consider frictionless customer experiences, the golden rule is perhaps the most important component. It's the easiest way to define if there's friction or not. And by the way, never break the golden rule in today's age. Once you move toward a frictionless customer experience, it's imperative that you never break the golden rule. If you don't know the golden rule, hang up the, no, just kidding. You know what the golden rule is, right? You just treat people the way you would expect, you want to be treated. And maybe expect was the wrong way. Just how you want to be treated, how the experience you want to go through, whatever that is, make sure that that's available for the person you're working. Next rule. Think friendlier first. Friendlier is an unfair competitive advantage. It always has been, and it always will be. Susie tells her husband, those guys are just a lot friendlier. And he capitulates, and they go. John tells his buddy, those guys are friendly, man. They helped me. They answered all my questions. They're just friendly. Friendly put the guy together on a $4,000, 4-pounder, right? I don't know. Maybe that's the case. But friendlier is an unfair competitive advantage. This is also important, particularly in the frictionless customer experience world. A referring customer pays more than any commission voucher you're ever going to get. Because of the noise in advertising, because of the distrust that customers have with us, because of all of the options, your message can't get through the way you hope it does, but a referrer does. So a referring customer is always going to pay you more than any commission voucher you have, and it's important to remember that rule. We have to train and respect the individual customer journey. There used to be a person that, hit the newspaper, came to the lot, did a demo, left, went to another lot, did a demo, left, went to, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my gosh. How many years ago is that, like 20?
You want to hear something even older? Definitely get a load of this. There used to be a time when somebody went to the Internet, went to Google, went to 3 or 4 different dealer websites, got all the information, saw all the prices, went to a store, did a demo, and bought a car. There used to be that time. That time, if you think is now, that is long past. Because today, people expect less friction. So there are stores, for example, one of my hero stores, Paragon Honda, they do a phenomenal job. There are stores, multiple throughout the country, where people, listen to this, the customer drives to the service department and essentially says, can I get my new car? Been in their car 24, 36 months, didn't make a phone call to the dealership, didn't jump online, drove to the service drive and asked the person, okay, can I get that thing you used to tell me about, I can get out of this one, get a new one, can I get a new one, can I see it? Okay, cool. And that happens in the lead. Zero friction. Zero wasting time on the internet. Zero shopping from website to website that's not telling me anything anyway. None of that. I went for the frictionless customer experience. Things are changing dramatically, right? And you want auto-remarkable, not auto-responder. By the way, you want to know how to write a cool auto-response? Go to scripted.com. Make sure you have a subscription. Scripted.com writes for you. Not only do they write for you anything you want, but you get to actually audition their writers. You get to do any topic, technical, friendly, any style that you want. You get to tell them your goal. And then they'll write you something, and then you get to edit it back and forth and go, cool, that's what I want. And they can write you the most magical, fun, cool auto-response if you want that's remarkable. Auto-remarkable. Somebody reads it and goes, oh, that's cool. People started to. They tried to with video response, right? But what happened was the video response was cool. They were great champions. Elise Kephart, fantastic work that she does. And, of course, all of the Me Too followers that followed her afterwards, right? But what happened is now they're all the same. Now people get the same message in the same video. It's just a different person. Be remarkable. Stand out. Find out what's – tell your story. And remember, be brief, but tell your story. And then I just hinted at it, but you want to revisit your vehicle exchange process, the word tracks there. What's the feeling? What's the energy like in that environment? And so we're going to talk about more of that in a minute. Your showroom. If your customer has to ask for your Wi-Fi password, you're just doing it wrong. You're just doing it wrong. You go to Starbucks, and even before the Google connection, or even before the AT&T connection, Starbucks always had free Wi-Fi. It was one of its allures. There was not, hey, it was Starbucks. You go to your local coffee bean, you got to ask for Starbucks. You can even go to, there are some, I'll not mention them, there are some even large commercial chain coffee shops, can't get that word out, that actually you require a password. And here, 30 minutes. You can only have this password for 30 minutes and it's going to expire. Are you kidding me? Come on. So get rid of your passwords. Hourly check and clean and replace your refreshments if you do. You think that's common sense, but it's part of the frictionless customer experience. You want friction? Have your customer who's kind of a little bit concerned about being here, have them walk up to your coffee thing and have it be empty. They don't come and tell you about it. They just go, oh. And then they leave the half-full cup there and they walk away.
Oh, so I got news for you. Having it be empty is not as bad as having it be dirty. Ew. Just letting you know.
Always, right? And just, and by the way, that's one of the 47 touch points that we talk about. So always check. Have somebody, if it's your ambassador, manager. By the way, a manager's the best person, not a salesperson, a manager. Why? Because he or she might bump into a customer. The person who's armed with all the information in the world might accidentally bump into somebody who's. And then look at the message you're sending if you happen as a manager to be filling the coffee cup. Look at the message you're sending to your team, your customers. It's just magical. And that's just a trick stolen from the hospitals. I mean hospitals, the hotel, right? If you look at what many of the upscale hotels do, you see this guy in this beautiful suit. Completely, like, God, that guy looks stunning. He must be the general manager at the place. He's replacing the coffee in the lobby. And sure enough, that's who he is. It's just magical, right? Try remote floating cashiers. Go get swipe. Imagine, right? So you know the customer that's sitting down and they're in the waiting room and they know that when their vehicle's done, that their advisor is going to give them their overview, going to give them directions to you, the cashier, and they're going to come up and stand in line at the cashier and Well, why don't you proactively do that? How cool, right? So you walk up and you say, hey, Mrs. Jones, I think your car's done. Here it is. And if you want to do it, I've got swipe right here. We can just do it and take care of it for you. If you don't think that blows Mrs. Jones away, Think about everybody sitting around that just saw that. They're like, oh, that's cool, man. These guys have no friction. They love it, right? Remarkable, remarkable, remarkable scripts there as well in service, etc. The next one is promote perfected flexibility. Train for perfected flexibility. Steps to the sale is friction at its very best. If you have the steps to the sale, I'm going to be funny here, you probably should have a gorilla on the top of your building. Really? Right? The steps to the sale were great at a time. But know this. The people that you're trying to execute the steps to the sale with probably know more about the features of the vehicle than your salesperson. We believe that they're only going to visit 1.6 dealers. We believe that they've learned a lot of information online. So trying to walk them through the meet and greet, then a good treetop, then a good walk around, then a good negotiation price, then a good showroom. We need to be flexible. We need to meet our person, our customer, where it is. Hey, how's it going? What are you looking for today? I'm generalizing, by the way. I want a demo. Cool. Let me grab some keys. Let's demo. Hey, we look for today. I want your best price. Cool. Let me get that. Here it is. Here it is. That's the number. Hey, I want you to appraise my car. Cool. Whatever it is. Train for perfected flexibility. Train like an insurance salesperson. That's what they do, right? When they walk into somebody's home, they're there to listen. They're there to see what it is you need, and they're trained to start the sales process right where the customer wants to start. If I want to talk about saving money for my children's tuition, that's where they start. They don't back all the way up and say, well, let me tell you about our company, why we're better, et cetera, et cetera. They don't back all up and start talking about the different products. They speak to what it is that I want. That's what you want to do. Perfected flexibility. You can train for that, by the way, right? So, you know, you've got your training room, you got your salespeople, and rather than talking about objection handling, and by the way, those things are important, but you can train for perfected flexibility. Okay, cool. Susie walks up and she wants to do this. What do you do? Joe's on the phone and wants to say this. What do you say? And train for perfected flexibility. Let everybody hear that. Reviews are often about the unexpected. You can do everything great and you don't necessarily get cool reviews, right? You make one mistake, you get a negative review easily. But when you do something that's unexpected, you're going to get a very powerful review. Why is that important in frictionless customer experience? Because remember the noise, the communication that you can't get out to the people that you want to tell that you're better, that, you know, hey, our store's a great experience. Well, reviews get through that noise for you because people who are shopping today look for reviews. They want to know where their experience is going to be frictionless. They want to know where the magic happens. So reviews are often about the unexpected. So make it unexpected, right? People walk on the lot, expect you to ask you if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. They expect you to take them through the steps to the sale. They've been through this dance before. Do something unexpected. And persistent training is required here. Persistent training. And when we see and when we're open to creativity from our team members, our partners, our employees, then we have to reward process creativity. When Joe, the new sales guy that's been on the team for 3 months, has an idea, the first thing we need to do is applaud the idea. It could be nuts, but hey, cool. We'll let people know that we're going to reward you if you can come up with process creativity. We're going to reward you for that. And that's how that grows. And that moves right into the next piece when you're talking about perfected flexibility. Empowered people will empower other people. That's what empowered people do. So empower your managers, empower your salespeople, empower your receptionists, empower your service providers, empower your technicians. Empowered people will empower other people. And your customers feel that. I'm going back to the Apple store analogy, but that's one of the main things they teach is everyone needs to be empowered in that place to say and or do whatever. To pull out the little magic wand and take your credit card right there. Not say, hey, you have to go talk to that person because they'll take your credit card. Everybody's empowered. And that empowers other people. And you get the sense of that, but you don't know that they train for that, but you certainly get the sense of that. KPIs. That's a cool new acronym. It's called keeping people inspired. That's the only thing with KPI matters anymore. You can take all the process performance management you want and say, hey, this has to be, you know, this number of phone calls need to be there, this appointment rate needs to be there, these are our key process indicators. Well, cool. But when you blow Susie out because she's sick and tired of working where you work and you got to replace it, your key process indicators didn't mean anything. So keep people inspired. That drives productivity. To be the best place to buy, you must be the best place to work. Treat your employees the way you want your customers to be treated, which means the way you want to be treated, and maybe even better, right? So promote perfected flexibility. So time for a poll question.
This is great stuff, Ron. I'm loving this one. All right, audience, we only have one poll question today, so we are counting on you to get your answers in for this poll question. It's kind of an important one, too. Does your general manager or your dealer principal, either one of them, consistently ask customers about their experience at the dealership? That is the question we have for you. So please select one of the following. Absolutely all the time, most of the time, let's say half of the time maybe, rarely if ever, or my GM or my dealer principal only relies on the dealership staff to give him input about the customer experience. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. We want to know, does your general manager or your dealer principal consistently ask customers about their experience at their dealership? And Ron, I just want to make sure we're talking apples to apples. It could be something as easy as shaking a hand while they're getting the car delivered and saying, everything okay? Like, that's what we're talking about? Or are you talking about like a sustained conversation with somebody?
No, just that. Just that.
Even just that. Okay.
Being a general manager, seeing a customer walk across the showroom. By the way, that's easy, right? I've never seen that person before. They must be a customer, right? And so you walk up, hey, I'm Ron. I'm the general manager. Number one, thank you for being here. Number two, can you do me a favor? I got this notepad. Can you just help me and just tell me how I can make this experience better for you? And a notepad filled with comments. And then as they see you write, they just start to talk about, well, heck, you know, I wish you were open earlier. Or, oh, I was coming from service. Or, you know, I talked to your guy and he forgot my name. Anything that they tell you. But as you write it down, that now you're arming yourself with so valuable information to create frictionless customer experiences in your store.
All right, well, let's see what the audience had to say, all right? Audience, thank you so much for your votes. They always help us out, and I know today will be no different. All right, here we go. Let's see what happened. Does your general manager or your dealer principal consistently ask customers about their experience at their dealership? Well, let's see. The majority, wow, 35% of today's audience say absolutely all the time. Holler. All right, that's amazing. That's actually not as many as I thought were going to say that they did. So I'm really, really impressed. 12% of today's audience say most of the time. 29% of today's audience, so almost a third, say half the time, maybe. 18% admit it's rarely, if ever. And about 6% of today's audience say that the general manager relies entirely on the dealership staff to give him input on what their customers are experiencing. Ron, is this the kind of results you were expecting?
Yeah, well, it's amazing, right? Let's look at two numbers.
by the way, Roy wrote in. He says, I plead the fifth on the poll. Thank you, Roy.
let's look at two numbers, right? You took the server away from me.
Oh, I remember. I'm up. Oh, there we go.
Good. So let's look at two numbers. Absolutely all the time should be pretty close to most of the time. Wouldn't you agree?
I thought so, too. That went up, right. Down, up, down.
This is your buddy Ron saying it starts with honesty. So one of that group of people is guessing. It would be my guess, right? Sometimes the truth is hard to hear. But if it's absolutely all the time, then most of the time should at least be the same number, if not better.
Maybe. But then we have a third of today's audience that half the time, maybe. So.
Yeah, here's another interesting. Rarely, if ever, and GM relies on staff input, is pretty close to what? Is that 24%?
Yeah.
So that's good news because we can see that about a fourth of us believe that there's room for improvement there. So that excites me, right? At least 25% of us say, hey, you know what? There's room for improvement to get our GM and our dealer principal or maybe an FCX ambassador to start to really engage and document what our customers and our employees are telling us about the experience. So I love the poll. Fantastic. And I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay, let's go back. Let's do this.
Cool. All right. Okay, four. Not always be closing. Always be checking. Always be checking. You can't change what you don't measure. You guys know that better than I do, right? Those of you that are running stores, running management teams, I did it for a tiny little time. You guys do it every day in the store, right? So you can't change what you don't measure. That's going to be a big piece, like any of these other sort of, you know, whether it was CRM or CSI or all those sorts of things. Once we introduce this sort of notion, we're going to have to measure it. Managers are the people that do lot walks. GMs do lot talks, kind of what we were just talking about a moment ago. Boy, that's a lot of time to use the word talk. But you know, a GM and dealer principal, if they want to do a lot walk, that's great. But really their value is to talk to their community, talk to their people that are in their store, and try to learn how to make it better. Eliana, you asked yesterday if this is sort of a top-down approach to implement FCX, and it could be. I think that's probably perhaps the most effective method. It doesn't have to be. It can start with a technician. It could start with a porter, somebody who starts the discussion in the dealership that says, hey, this is a friction point, and I think here's a way that we can remove it, and it'll make it better experience for our customers and our employees. So you take your survey, right? You talk to customers, you document it, you discuss it, you adjust it, you talk about it with your team, you make the adjustment, and then you repeat. A great time to talk about it is have your yellow notepad or your notebook, whatever, in your sales meeting and say, hey, guys, this is what two or three customers said to us last week. They said this, that, and the other. Let's talk about it, and then here's what my ideas are to make an adjustment. Love to hear your ideas. And then you continue to do that until forever comes, right? That's a frictionless customer experience. Richard Branson said, not only is he looking for the next way to change, he hopes it happens. Right? In other words, nothing can be perfect. You can't say, I got it dialed in. He's hoping somebody tells him this needs to be changed. He's hoping for that because he knows you always have to be better. It used to be that we believed that you can be better. No, that's not enough. You have to hope that someone helps you to always be better. That someone is our customer, the people that experience us. The mystery, by the way, is why you're not mystery shopping. That why would we not mystery shop? It's like an NFL football team that doesn't watch tape on Mondays or Tuesdays to see what happened the last week, right? So we need to mystery shop always, not to keep our people on our toes, but to understand the experience that our customers, both service and salespeople, are going through, right? And by now you're getting that this is not just for the faint of heart. This is not about, by now hopefully you've figured out that this is not just about improving customer satisfaction. This is heavy lifting. But you can do it. I know you can. It's heavy lifting. You can. Check your sales gross. Your sales, your grosses, your ROs too. That's part of the measurement. If FCX, if frictionless, if you're removing friction, then those numbers should grow. Those numbers should grow if you're removing friction. If you increase friction, those numbers fall. If you remove friction, and by the way, for your employee and for your customer, but as you remove friction, as you empower people, as you do lot talks, as you mystery shop, as you do all these things, those numbers should grow. And the good news is, because of the franchise model and the zero-sum game that we have, they grow at the expense of your competition. How cool is that, right? You know you're winning because you put in place a strong differentiator of frictionless customer experiences. Build and continually update your customer empathy map. You might say, well, what's a customer empathy map? I'm going to show you. But it is a huge part of frictionless customer experiences. So a customer empathy map is, please hold that. It's a tool that you can use to collaborate with your employees, you guys get a chance to better understand how the customer sees and hear things. And by the way, there's a specific practice that you can use, and you use your customer empathy map. It's usually some of these big ones, the big yellow stickers, or you can just get a board, a big whiteboard, and write on it, what have you. But it's how you change the paradigm. It is how you move from, let me see how I put this customer together and sell 4 or 40 more cars this month, to how does a customer or the community interpret us to want to come to us and see us more and buy more from us. It's how you make that paradigm shift. This is one of the tools that's used inside of frictionless customer experiences. In other words, you want to make sure everybody in your dealership really understands how people think and feel about meet and greet, how they think and feel about running a credit app. What is it they say? What is it that they hear when they call you, when they're in their, when you're in showroom, when you're talking about what messages are they saying? What are their pains? What are their gains? Right. And so I've got a URL there that's conceptboard.com where you can create your own customer empathy map in 6 easy steps. And this is an exercise that this is not for the faint of heart, right? If you just want better customer satisfaction and you just want to keep pressing on the way you do, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to move into a frictionless customer experiences, then you're going to really need to make sure everybody within the store begins to understand how your customers see, hear, feel things. And if you go through this, you'll get a sense as to how you change your career to a more rewarding one. Right? This is not about psychology. This is not about trying to make people feel good or make them happy. We're in the business to sell cars, sell service, sell parts. We're in the business to make sure you come back. We're in the business to make sure you tell your brother, uncle, cousin, mother, sister, friend to come to us. But in order to do that, we need to see us through their eyes. Remember the whole Little League empathy thing, right? It's like you want to build a store where they go, gosh, I just wish there were more stores like that. And they tell their friends, not about Joey, the great guy they had an experience with that did a great job and put it in a car. You want the whole dealership experience. You want your community going, why can't dealers be more like you guys? You want to be the dealership. Get a load of this. Then people say, I hate dealerships. Your customer goes, well, you need to go to XYZ. You'll never say that again. Just try. Just trust me. You go there. They'll never. And it starts by understanding how your customers think and feel, how they see what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. So I implore you to go and learn and study the steps. And by the way, Eliana, this could be an entire presentation, right? One of your other speakers, there are a lot of people, talented trainers that can go through an empathy map and then be able to translate that very specifically for automotive retail. There's a little, I would sort of attend that, but start with the customer empathy map. Lot talks, we talk about lot talks. Obviously, GM do it, a lot talking, you know, you set an hour, ask how we make the experience better, rotate departments and touch points, right? F&I, service, desking, wherever. Just make sure you're talking everywhere throughout the store. Let customers, employees see you writing it down. Let your employees and customers see that it means that much to you rather than to hear it and walk away and pretend that you're going to remember. Let them know and let them see days, weeks, months of notepads of you writing down what the experiences are in your store. Let everybody see that. And by the way, multiple people in the store write that, right? Share your lot talk and surveys with departments weekly. Speaking of surveys, I'm going to show you something really cool. There's a really great e-commerce director, great auto guy, great guy in general. His name is Alex Jefferson. He's at Procter Honda. Many of you may know him. And he embarks on lot talks and is embarking on creating a frictionless customer experience in his store, doing a great job of it. And he incorporated some really cool questions in this questionnaire, by the way, that you guys can get from Survey Gizmo. The wonderful Eliana put it in the attachment in GoToMe. But he sends this electronic survey out to everybody, whether they bought, whomever he gets an email address to or whomever he can direct to the survey, he gets this out, right? Basic questions, right? But check some of these out. Was our website easy to use? Beautiful question. You just asked me. First you asked me who your salesperson was. Then you asked me, was our website easy to use? Let me tell you if it was or not. What's an idea?
Question number 5, would you ever purchase a car online and then just pick it up at the dealership? Whoa.
Right. Right? And by the way, I love the idea, right? I love it. I'm a big fan of delivering a car to a person's home. There are at least two dozen stores today that I know that are doing or working to do that. I'm probably the biggest fan of that. But I also know that we're fixing a problem that wasn't there. Nobody ever said, gosh, I just wish the guy would bring the car to my store. No, they just said, I wish it wasn't such a pain in the neck to go to your store. Right? So that's a great question. Would you ever just purchase and pick it up? Right? So he's just trying to really get at the essence of what is it should I do? What is it that I should do as a dealer and a dealer manager to make your experience better? Here's a fun one. He wants to make sure he knows whether or not he should advertise, right? Because, if they're visiting everybody, well, maybe I could save some money because you're just doing it anyway. Look at this magical question. Other than Procter & Honda, how many other car dealer websites do you visit online? If they say only one, then you better break the checkbook and always advertise, right? Your paid search budget should be through the roof. But when they say four or five, what are they telling you? That they've done what they've always done. They just shop a whole bunch of people.
And then Procter & Honda made the cut, right?
So I would encourage you to go through this. He asked a lot of cool questions. What influenced you most to walk into, right? An ad, an email, a letter, a search, blah, blah, blah. It's a cool electronic way to get at the heart of what can I do to make this experience better to you.
They're definitely not the typical kind of questions. That's why I'm so glad you showed this to them today. And audience, yes, as Ron said, you can get that handout in the handout section of the GoToWebinar interface. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But if you know how it's done, go right now and download it for yourself or use that link that's on Ron's screen right now. And, that's a tough link, though. And see it for yourself.
Awesome. And I can email to anybody if they need it as well. All right. So last 2 points and we're done. Your exchange moments. Exchange moments, what's that? Well, your vehicle exchange center is a gold mine to start to look at reducing frictionless customer experiences because that's the essence of it to begin with, right? Hey, let me make this easier for you. Let me help you get out of the old, get into new, probably for the same amount of money. That's the goal. There's a gold mine there to really not only just be able to sell more cars, of course, but to really be able to say, okay, cool, that's sort of the birth of the model of frictionless customer experience. How do we grow that out? How do we learn more? Revisit those scripts. Remember to do lot talks there. Being clear, proactively truthful, and brief pays huge dividends in your vehicle exchange center. Being clear, proactively truthful, and brief pays huge dividends there. Make time for exchange moments. Think friendlier, not process. Think friendlier. Not process. Are we the friendliest people to deal with? Because that will last forever. No, I'm not ready to get out of my car yet, Johnny. But I'll call you, bro. And why? Because he's so friendly. He didn't put me through a process. I'm like, no, bro, I'm not ready yet. But I'll call you. That's how I treat my friends. So if I'm that vehicle exchange salesperson, that's the feeling I want them to leave with. My goal, because I know so few of them are going to do it right away. My goal is I want them to feel like I'm doing them a favor. That's it. I'm doing you a big favor. Get all the junk out of your car. I get you a brand new one. You might pay a little bit, the same price, a little less, but I can hook you up. I'm doing you a favor today or some other day, but I'm going to do that favor for you, right? So that's the exchange moment. Does your website answer what's in it for me? When I go to websites, and I go to a lot of them, you see parity, right? Everybody sort of looks the same, big, fancy, aerial views of your dealership. Everybody's got new inventory, used inventory, whatever. But do you answer the question? The customers see parity all over the place, but do you answer their question, what's in it for me? We need to ensure that our response connects with that promise. If you tell somebody, hey, this is what's in it for you, and then you have an autoresponder that says something completely different, you just broke the promise. One place that you should forever mystery shop is your website. We love the fact that we have all of these conversion touch points. We'll mystery shop every single one of them. I'll tell you a funny one that I'll do. Every now and then I'll do this. I will literally go to a dealer's website. I'll grab the general manager's name, and I'll go to the chat tool. And I'll say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I know so-and-so. Can you have him call me? And by the way, it's always somebody I know. 10 out of 10 times, I get, sure. Maybe I can help you. Can I tell him what's regarding? I'll just have him call me. And 10 out of 10 times, the internet department will call me and say something like, hey, are you looking for so-and-so? I can help you. But those leads always come to us. Are you kidding me? I'm talking about friction. So we use technology to really frustrate our customers. So every touch point that you have, mystery shop it regularly. Remember, fast is good. I'm talking about internet response. Fast is good. First is better. But friendliest is memorable and best. Friendlier, right? Flexibility here is a disruptive competitive advantage. That's what Elise Kephart introduced. If you look at that magic, right? She introduced flexibility, and that became disruptive. So add flexibility, and you can be more disruptive. Now, let's get a quick update on some SEM FCX acronyms. Ileana, can you tell me what any of these acronyms are?
Well, the first one is pay-per-click.
All right. Let's get a volunteer to see if they can tell me what maybe a different one is.
Oh, okay. Hey, audience. I know you're out there. Come on. I need one volunteer. I'm going to unmute you. So hopefully you don't have a lot of background noise behind you. But I need one volunteer who says, yep, I want to go live on this webinar. Not anyone's writing in. Everyone's too scared.
All right.
Not one right. Volunteer? Really? Really?
We're running short on time, so we'll pass.
Okay.
All right. So this is going to be fun, but this is in the context of frictionless customer experiences. Okay. When you hear PPC, here's what I want you to think. People, process, and customers. So we used to think pay-per-click, but remember, that's not relevant anymore. What's relevant is people. When you hear CTR,
click through.
I want you to think.
Not click through rate.
Trust reviews.
No, I'm really terrible at these acronyms.
Yeah, they don't trust you. They trust reviews. And again, this is in the context of a frictionless customer experience. How about this one? This one's fun.
Timothy call says it's cost. It's not cost per click because that's what Timothy said.
No, it's call potential customers. You got a ton of them. Call them. And by the way, call them now and be friendlier. But leave friendly voicemails. Be clear. Be proactively truthful. Be brief, but be friendly. Here's one. BR. Be remarkable. Don't be the thing that sells the thing. Be the thing. Are we clear? Don't be the thing that sells the thing. Be the thing. Be remarkable. And my favorite one is, what's a conversion? Is it a website visit? Is it a lead? Is it a map print? Is it a phone call? No. I'll tell you what a conversion is in the world of frictionless customer experiences. A conversion is a showroom appointment. Somebody that actually shows up. That's a conversion. Everything else is digital noise that doesn't help you create frictionless customer experiences. So these are the new acronyms that I want you to embrace as we move forward. And lastly, your support departments. Think of your service department as a support department. You don't want to call it that because it'll confuse people, but think of it in that way. Think Apple's Genius Bar. Take a look. Watch your service department and go, does that look like we're supporting people or does that look like we're just filing people, processing through? Because people want to just be supported, right? F&I, by the way, is a great place to consider, hey, that's a place where I send people to where when they just made a great purchase, I want them to go talk to that guy that's going to help them with their security concerns and the confidence that they bought. I want to be secure that this vehicle is going to last, that I'm going to be protected, and I want confidence in and whatever. Does that room play to that messaging? Managers are the support department for all your employees. That's the reality, right? So as an employee, do I have a support department? Yeah, it's my manager. It's my supervisor. And that's how we want to look at them. You have many support departments. And as you look at it as a support department, it'll rock and roll. Doesn't it end at the end of sale, obviously, right? It's friendly, follow through with all your CSI, follow up, all of that stuff. Very friendly, not the typical language. And your goal is to create raving fans and referrals, right? Yeah, I want to make sure you're happy. But I want to make sure that you understand that there's zero friction for you to come and do it again. There's zero friction to tell anybody else about us. right? I got some suggested resources very quickly. A couple of you are going to get this book, How to Wow, because I'm going to mail it to you, by Adrian Swimskull. I would encourage you, if one of you read it, or all of you read it, you're gonna want every person in your dealership to read this. A great book for managers to understand this paradigm is Employees First, Customers Second by Vineet Nayar. The title doesn't do it justice. The title doesn't, the cover doesn't. This book is transformative, particularly for people that want to move into a frictionless customer experience. But when you think employees first, your customers will be raving about your business or your product when you think employees first. And then, of course, the survey gizmo that we talked about, there's a link to it, et cetera. Here's what I want you to go do. If you haven't already, identify an FCX ambassador in your store. It might be you, or you might be thinking of somebody who's the right person to start to go do some research and think about improving the experiences in your store. Have an empathy map meeting. Get a couple of pizzas. Put it on the wall and say, hey, guys, we're just going to talk about how you and everybody else feel that the customers look at us. Begin empathy. A lot of strength and power in that. Ask your friends to mystery shop you. You can have vendors do it. They have an agenda, so you have to live with the agenda. Or ask everybody to say, hey, everybody, this weekend I want you guys to go home and ask one person, your cousin, your brother, your mother, just mystery shop us and just send me an email, tell us what you're doing. We don't care, right? Because that has no agenda other than, hey, this is how they experienced it. And then I encourage all of you, or ask you, to please spread the word. And let's make us better as an industry. We always admit that we're slow to adapt to new technologies. And that is true. I've been around for a long while, and it's true. We don't have to be slow to adapt to being a frictionless customer experience. We can take the lead here. We have an advantage. People love their brands, Mustang, Toyota Camry. People love them. And when the new one comes out, they just can't wait to go see the new one. Some of you have dealerships that are Taj Mahals, great Starbucks coffees in them, beautiful places, easy to get. There's nobody that dislikes seeing a new car, and there's nobody that dislikes our facilities, so to say. And many of our employees, there's nobody really anymore in the industry that go, I just hate the salesperson, or I hate. That's all been, for the most part, resolved. It's the experiences that we put them through. We can kick Apple's butt and create just great experiences. I know we can do it if we focus on it. Eliana, thank you for the opportunity to share this stuff with you. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Ron. Boy, he's a really good speaker, isn't he? I just love everything that you had to say today, Ron. I hope people were paying attention. I know my audience is usually very, very savvy about this kind of stuff. So, audience, if you have questions for Ron Morrison, I know we have a few in the queue already, then send us. Oh, what happened to you, Ron? You okay? You there?
I'm good. I'm here.
Okay. send us those questions in. We're going to get to those questions in just a moment. Before we do that, though, I do want to direct your attention over to the handout section of the GoToWebinar interface. In that handout section, you're going to find two handouts available for immediate download. Now, first, you can get a copy of Ron's slide deck. That's right. We stuck it right in there in the handout section. So if you're looking at your GoToWebinar interface, look for the word that says handouts. There's a little triangle next to it. Click on that. It'll open up. And there you're going to be able to download any of those handouts until the end of this broadcast. So Ron's slide deck is in there. And as we told you before, that really great online customer survey that our good friend Alex Jefferson over at Procter Honda put together, that's in there too. Maybe it'll spawn some ideas for the kinds of questions you'd like to ask customers at your dealership. So download those and get your questions in. We're going to get to the Q&A session in just a hot minute. Before we do that, though, we got some fun to take care of, don't we, Ron?
We do.
If you were here at the beginning of the webinar, then you heard me announce that our good friends over at Pure Influencer, they're giving away a really cool prize today on the webinar. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win a copy of the book, How to Wow, by Adrian Swimskull. I'm sure I'm butchering that last name too. But anyway, all you have to do is be the first person with the correct answer to the giveaway question, and you win this book. Now, of course, if you win, I want to know what dealership you're from, and I also want to know your mailing address, all right? So make sure you hand that over to me as quickly as you can. If you're a vendor, we're going to ask you to kindly sit this one out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only, but we love having you on the show, so come on back to another Dealer On webinar anytime. All right, everyone, get to your keyboards. Get ready. Here we go. Here comes your question. I hope you were paying attention and took great notes. Good luck, everyone.
Okay, cool. So in the context of frictionless customer experiences, what does CPC stand for? Ileana, you can't answer this question.
Well, the first person to write in had it right. Mr. Joe Brown wrote in, call potential customers. Congratulations.
And Joe. Why is Joe on this webinar not calling potential customers?
Joe Brown. You play football by any chance? Anyway, Joe, what dealership are you from? And send me your mailing address, too, so I can give you a proper congratulations, your prize, the book How to Wow by... Adrian Swinsko is going to be mailed to you directly from our good friends over at Pure Influencer. Now, Joe Brown is with Frank Letta Acura in St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, Joe Brown, congratulations. You are today's winner. Now, everyone else, I know we have one cool prize today, and you weren't the winner unless your name is Joe Brown. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and that might be the day, my friend, that you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. But for right now, Joe Brown is today's winner. We want to congratulate him over at Frank Letta Acura in St. Louis, Missouri. And, of course, we've got to thank our good friends over at Pure Influencer for their incredible generosity. Thank you, sir. All right, everyone. You ready for some questions? Ron?
I am. Fire away.
All right. Here we go. All right. Ariel had a lot to say today, by the way. So I'm going to tell you a few things that she questioned and a few comments that she made. Let's go to the comment first. Do you remember that poll question we asked, right, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. So Ariel says, as far as the poll question goes, I know my general manager would like to meet with every customer, but he's kind of a busy guy, but he is very genuine. So that's the only reason I say most of the time, because it's just simply impossible for him to meet every customer one-on-one. That is where our staff supports him and ensures that the customers are happy and taken care of. So, Ron, I guess the next question I would put out there is, yes, it would be, in a perfect world, great if general managers did nothing but talk to customers all day long, but is that really realistic? I mean, how would you – is it okay to say most of the time? Is that what
Sure, it's okay to say most of the time. As a matter of fact, it's okay to say half the time. The point is, does your general manager do that job? Does the dealer principal do that job? That's the point. And even if it's just one person a day, maybe it's a couple of people a week, is your general manager or dealer principal the leader of your organization? Is that person exhibiting a genuine interest to identify friction, document it, and remove it? So, and by the way, if it's rarely, but that rarely happens once a week, then that's, in my opinion, that's sufficient. So the idea isn't that they should talk to everyone. It's that they should often and regularly do it.
Agreed. All right, Ariel, we're hearing more from Ariel, and certainly if everyone else has some questions, send them in. We're going to get to them soon. Okay. So Ariel sent this question in nice and early in the presentation. It was actually during step number one. All right. Remember when you said somebody calls a dealership and they ask for Joe and they're like, no, Joe's not in his office. Or like they put you right into Joe's voicemail. And you said, well, why don't you just call Joe on the cell phone? And I promise you that person would appreciate it more, that customer would appreciate it more. So Ariel had a comment on that. She says, well, what if Joe doesn't answer his cell phone? Is it better to just ask if you can help them rather than send them to voicemail? Now, personally, I would say yes, but I'm not the expert. So in a frictionless customer experience, what would you tell Ariel?
Absolutely. And by the way, this is a great question. And audience, I did not pay Ariel to ask this question. They're not exclusionary. You can do both. You absolutely can do both, right? So imagine I call you and I ask for Ileana, and you say, well, Ileana's busy. I can see she's talking with a customer. Mm-hmm. How can I help you? Or I don't see Ileana. Let me try her on her cell. Hang on. Aliana didn't pick up. How can I help you? That tells an entirely different story. That tells me that you're trying to meet my need. I may believe, for example, that Joe called me to tell me that he needs a STIP in F&I, right? And so I'm calling Joe back. And I know I need to talk to Joe. And I know that you as a receptionist might have a PhD in biology. Okay. But I know that the reason I'm calling, you can't help me. So you can do both. You can say, yeah, let me see if I can get, you know what? He's not in his office. Let me see if I can get him on his cell. Put me on hold. Now, as a customer, I'm like, this is great. Okay, she's trying to help me. Cool. He's unavailable. Now you say, how can I help you? And I go, well, I have got a STIP for him, and if you can have him call me back, it would be great. But you've shown me that you're trying to remove friction. You didn't just say he's not available, or you didn't just send me to voicemail. You've tried to remove some friction in that moment. That's being remarkable.
Because I have to say, I have called a number of dealerships in my own personal, hey, trying to find a car situation, and nothing bothers me more than when I call a dealership and not only do I not, like, I have to go through a whole bunch of, oh, click this button, okay, fine. Then I finally get a person. And, yeah, it's not the person I'm looking for, but when I ask for that person that I am looking for and they say, hold on, and they just instantly put me into their voicemail. Oh, that's a killer, man. It's a killer.
And you look just like that. That's what customers look like. They go, ugh.
That is not helpful. That is not what I was looking for as a consumer. I know.
Here's the rub. They spend 40 minutes bouncing from website to website. They're getting all this information. They think they have it all. Then they have to go through the press one or the two, all that on them. And then when they finally get a hold of you, the receptionist says,
hold on, and they put you right in their voicemail. Oh, my God. If you're with another customer, just tell me he's with another customer.
Call the other store.
Right? Oh, it's a killer. It's a killer. From a consumer's point of view, honestly, I wish they would just do away with the whole automatic. I know technology is great. I would just wish they just have somebody answer the phone. Just answer the phone.
Empathy
I don't want to hear all the robot voice. That's just my opinion.
If you build an empathy map, that will come out because everybody feels like you. You're not the exception. You're the rule.
I mean, certainly if you have somebody mystery shop your dealership, if you have somebody who actually calls your dealership and tries to get to a certain place and see how difficult it is for them to do it, maybe that would uncover some – I can't even – it's just mind-boggling how these things are still happening in the year 2017. Arielle has more questions for you, Ron. Arielle wants to know, what if your response template is built on structure but is 80% customizable and has to be customized before you send it out? Would you say that that's frictionless?
I would say this. And by the way, I'm intimately familiar with autoresponders and CRM tools and built them, sold them, what have you. I would say this. If you must rely on the structure, take a look at the messaging and ask other people. Ask your customer. Ask the person who bought from you. Hey, how was my response different from the other dealer's responses that you got? I mean, they just literally ask the question. Don't ask me. Ask your customer. And they'll tell you. And you look at it. And then, if anything, try to call it down to where when you look at our response, say, yeah, that's brief. That's proactively truthful. And it's very clear for them to understand what I'm asking. That's all we're saying. Because and yours may be that way, Ariel. There are a lot of autoresponders that, goodness gracious, it's just this long, elated message of nonsense. And the customer's like, oh, gosh. And remember, this is the rule. When your autoresponder fires, it's safe to believe that three other dealerships' autoresponders fired too or are going to, right? So, I mean, they got to cut through all of this stuff. So be clear, be truthful, be brief.
Right. Oh, and I should also say, get back to whoever calls you, like a new lead, if they call you, get back to them as quickly as possible. I know it sounds crazy, but I remember shopping and somebody took their sweet time, like 2 whole weeks to get back to me. And I was like, dude, I already bought a car, you know, shoo. So I know the response time is important as well. So Ariel has one last question, and then we're going to be closing out the show unless somebody else sneaks in a question. All right. Ariel says, BDC appointments to sales could be, she said protected, but that, I think she meant perfected. BDC appointments to sales could be perfected flexibility if salespeople were on board and actually read the notes in the CRM or in a huddle sheet. Any advice that you can give, Ron, on how to get salespeople on board with this frictionless customer experience? You know, there's, let me tell you something. You might have 100 people work at your dealership, and a customer might come in, and almost everyone that they deal with is awesome. But it only takes one person to ruin that frictionless customer experience. It only takes one. It takes one instant, one time. It's not a repeated thing, and it's ruined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not for the same
heart. Yes, you do kind of have to have everyone on board. So, Ron, how do you get everyone on board?
Remember when we said that what you want to do is look at all the experiences from the perspective of your customers and your employees? So, Ariel, what you're talking about now is an employee-focused experience, right? Mm-hmm. So get together. Pizza. Pizza's magical.
Magical things happen over pizza.
Pizza and beer brings out the best in us.
Wait, we can have beer?
In moderation. But an empathy map around that topic, right? So look at yourself as the customer and your salesperson as whatever you're the salesperson's customer, mm-hmm. and or vice versa, and build an empathy map. Have that discussion. Telling them is one thing. Saying, hey, you know what? When I make an appointment and you're not on board, this happens. But having them understand everything about it, how it makes you feel, what it makes you do, what you hear, what they hear, and have a joint empathy map discussion. That's, and by the way, that's not easy. I'm not suggesting that that's easy. That's why I said a frictionless customer experience isn't for the faint of heart. However, if it becomes your tempo, if it becomes what you do, then you have a massive differentiator, not only in the market to sell cars, but in your dealership to retain employees and to grow people. So I would say use an empathy map. Use that strategy and have that discussion between the salespeople. Be more willing, I know this is going to sound trite and cliche, but be more willing to hear and review their empathy map than you are insistent that they review yours.
I wish I could remember what slide it was on, but I loved what you said about, I think it was on slide number 6. I know, it was my favorite. I was like, oh man, I got to tweet that. I didn't write it down. But if you could go back to slide number 6, I think it was, and it said something like, be this, be that, but if you could be friendlier, that's the best of all. That one, whatever that was. It was like the best quote.
I think you got excited when I said, be the thing. Don't be the thing that sells the thing. Be the thing.
No. Fast is good. First is better, but friendlier is best. Awesome. That one sums it all up. Where are you going?
I'm going to number 6.
No. Number 6. The step number 6.
Ah, I apologize. I thought you wanted something. There you go. I'm paying attention.
While you're going there, I just wanted to say, Ariel says, thank you all so much. Best webinar I've attended. Spot on, helpful, and fun, too. Thank you so much. Ariel, thank you so much for the feedback. We really appreciate it. But you know what? I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Ariel, you stick around, my friend. Yes. See that?
I'm getting there. There it is.
There it is.
Fast is good, first is better, and friendliness is best. Friendly.
That's the one. If you can just think friendlier first, I agree. Golden rule will never fail you. It will never fail you, people. All right, Ron, thank you so much for a fascinating, really eye-opening, really, I mean, we've never had somebody that came in and talked about this particular subject. So thank you so much. It was really, really fun. Loved it. Loved it. I hope dealerships are paying attention. Go fast forward a little bit. We got to go down on the slides a little bit. Want to remind the audience, a link to download a copy of today's webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. It was awesome. Definitely share it with your colleagues. All right. It's also going to be posted online within 24 hours. Just go to dealeron.com/webinars to view our upcoming webinar schedule and access any of our past webinars too. Ariel and all of you out there who also thought today's presentation was awesome. We want your honest opinions. That's what we're here for. So at the conclusion of this webinar in just a minute, you're going to get a very short survey. 3 questions. That's all it is. We're going to ask you to please kindly fill out that survey and let us know what you thought of today's presentation. All right? We're always looking for your feedback. We want your opinion to be heard, right? And yes, my friends, the beard and the hair, they're headed back to Vegas, October 21st to the 23rd, to host some sweet breakout sessions at the Driving Sales Executive Summit. Are you going to be there? Well, then you're going to see Greg Gifford and Sean Raines, and they're going to be talking about Dr. Feelgood's rockin' prescriptions to keep your digital marketing off the crazy train. No, really, that's what it's called. And it's all about getting your SEO and your PPC strategies ready for the new year. So don't miss it. And by the way, if you have a group of 4 or more that are going to be going to DSES, you can get up to $100 off of each ticket. Do you want to know more? You might. You got to go visit DSES.com. And, oh, people, pay attention. Invitations are going to be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar, where an expert from Google is going to discuss Google's Automotive Retail Dealer Playbook. What? You might be asking? Yeah. Google just launched its first ever automotive retail dealer playbook. So what does that mean for you? Well, to put it bluntly, every dealer needs to know about Google's automotive retail dealer playbook, of course. We're not messing around. For such an important topic, we have invited an expert from Google to give us all the deets. In this jaw-dropping one-hour webinar, Kelly McNierney, senior automotive retail strategist for Google, is going to discuss the first of its kind Google release. The Automotive Retail Dealer Playbook was written specifically to show dealers exactly where opportunity exists and to provide Google expertise on what dealers should master next. This session is going to go through the playbook in detail and explain best practices for dealers in search, video, and display advertising. Attendees will also leave with a checklist of what to ask your agency, as well as all the tools you're going to need to make sure your website is number one. If you are ready to master the fundamentals of dealer advertising on Google platforms, well, let me tell you, this is an hour of automotive awesomeness you cannot miss. This is a must-see presentation, so register now. And don't forget, Dealer On's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. We have some incredible webinar subjects planned to close out 2017. But if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, well, hey, reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Again, my name is Eliana Raggio, and I am everywhere, people. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? Simply email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you also very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all in another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.